We're the voice of CDU, and this is Club Down Under's very first podcast. I'm Olivia.
I'm Elise.
And I am Michael.
And today we're going to talk to you about our new space, or spaces, some upcoming events, and what's been going on here at Club Down Under.
Elise.
So, the union is now closed down, as you may have seen through many renovations, construction workers, construction materials. The union is full of dirt, basically.
And that included our space that was torn down.
Yes, there is no more physical Club Down Under, but don't worry, we are hosting shows at the Wilbury, an off-campus venue off of Gaines, also at the Moon, another off-campus venue. Anyone got any good stories about the Moon?
The first show I went there, it was a Walk the Moon show.
How convenient.
Yeah, it was a little tricky. They were good.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Saw Walk the Moon at the Moon.
It was a good show.
Did you walk to the Moon?
No, I drove. No, I carpooled.
Oh, but the best part about that, you don't even have to worry about carpooling to the Wilbury because we've got Knoll Cab giving free rides from campus.
And you can call Knoll Cab at 850-999-9999. That's right, it's 850-999-9999. With your FSU ID, you get free rides to the Wilbury from campus with Knoll Cab.
And one more time, what was that number? one more time?
850-999.
Yeah.
That's
three nines?
99.
Uh-huh.
99.
All right, so 850 and then 79s. All right, more locations. Take it away.
So, more auditorium that's actually still open in the Union. Also, Union Ballrooms, The Globe, Landis Green, Langford Green, Ruby Diamond, 1851 Dining Hall.
Which is the new one they just put up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of the restaurants are in there. We're having Scream Fest in there next week, but we will get to that. So basically utilizing a lot of different spaces, but we still exist, we're still here, and we're still going to provide you with many awesome events this semester and next.
Yeah, and speaking about the events, we're going to go ahead and kick it off with the events starting in November. November 1st, Kello at the Wilbury. It's a dance electronic show with our boy Andy Altizer. Altizer. How do you say that?
Altizer.
Andy Altizer. Opening up. He's a lo-fi guitar acoustic walk pop, night pop, bedroom indie pop. A lot of different pops.
All of the above. He's
yep.
He's known as the longest musician in the world. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, that's the one thing I know about him. He's pretty tall, but I guess tall does not equal long. I guess proportionally, he is the longest.
The longest musician in the world.
Longest musician. Huh. Anyway, that was November 1st.
And then on November 2nd, we've got Stand Up Down Under. This is one I'm specifically excited for because it's open mic night. And we've got, last time I heard about some fishy business that was going on. Somebody brought an actual fish. I actually saw a video yesterday of it. So I'm really excited to see what happens
Don't do that.
But I honestly, I'm kind of ready for it.
We are not advising you to bring fish. Live animals.
But
it was not live.
Oh, okay. Fair game. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely join us for some laughs. Come make other people laugh. It's your chance.
Perfect.
So, also on November 3rd, we have Dory's Jazz Club at the Globe. Get ready for a jazzy night featuring Jeff Denson. He's a College of Music alumni on tour for his new album, Outside My Window. He's a great, innovative musician, and he's going to have a bunch of different arrangements of songs you may know and others you may not, but it's going to be a great night. Definitely check that out.
Yep, that was November 3rd again, and then in 2 days on that Monday is Rock the Vote at the Wilbury. It's the day before general elections, which are November 6th.
Make sure you vote.
Make sure you vote, yep. Go on out, get the vote on November 6th after the show, November 5th. The show is going to have three local guests, Camp Greenlake, a local emo rock band, Jacob FM, a local acoustic, that's Jacob Ferreira Martin, and then Tragwag, Tyler Bison's project. He's a local punk DIY. It's an interesting folk mix. And you definitely want to check it out if you haven't heard it yet. And that was November 5th.
Yeah, I've heard of that Camp Greenlake before. Can you tell us a little more about them?
Yeah, Michael, do you have any ties to Camp Green Lake?
I have a friend or two in Camp Green Lake.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, they're
great. All right, guys,
they're
I'm
going to
expose Michael
band.
Right now. He is in the band Camp Green Lake.
All right,
Lake.
November 8th. Elise, take away the drag show.
All right.
I just spoiled it, but
November 8th is going to be our drag show with Pride and Moore Auditorium. It's always so much fun, but there is always a long line, so make sure to get there very early. But that's always a great event. Definitely do not miss that.
Then on November 9th, we are lucky enough to have rescheduled because, you know, good old Hurricane Michael came through and changed up a bunch of events and canceled a bunch. So, but we have rescheduled Wild and Out. And that is with the Black Student Union, and that is their rendition of Nick Cannon's Wild and Out. And so, yeah, we're pretty pumped for that. It's exactly like Wild and Out, if you guys have seen it. It's improv comedy and like a bunch of roasting, so it's gonna be a lot of fun, and that's at Moore Auditorium.
Yeah, you guys have brought up Moore twice, and you mentioned it in the venues, but where exactly is Moore?
So, Moore Auditorium, it's basically going to be as you walk up on Honor's Way towards the Union, you're going to see a bunch of construction, but if you turn left, you'll see that Moore is still there and you can still enter it. There's doors directly outside.
Okay, cool. Alright, and then next, November 12th, is Ian Sweet at the Woolbury with local openers, not local openers, but openers Young Jesus. Is that right, Lise?
Yes, indie rock band, actually from Los Angeles.
So not local.
That's going to be a very sweet show, pun intended.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
November 14th is going to be Sports at the Woolbury. Sports is one of my favorite new bands right now. They basically do a lot of like dream pop, indie pop sort of music. It's really dancey. They also have like jazz influences. They got some saxophones in there. It's some pretty cool stuff.
I love saxophones.
Yeah, and then their opener is Jinla, and that's like synth pop, dream pop as well. So be sure to check out. That's going to be a very exciting show.
And then 2 days later, November 16th, is Stand Up Down Under. This is not the local comedians that want to come. This is Brooks Whelan, a stand-up comedian and actor and a cast member of Saturday Night Live from 2013 to 2014. That's going to be a great show, and I think that about wraps up the November
Yeah,
events.
But if you guys want to check out some of these bands that we've mentioned, Elise actually is kind enough to have created a playlist on Spotify to make that super easy for you guys, right, Elise?
Yeah, so it's going to actually be on the Dory Glaze Spotify account. That's our dolphin mascot, and we do a playlist every month, and it lists the artists that are coming and has songs from them, also songs from the openers, so that November one will be there, and definitely give it a follow, check it out, and get excited for all of our upcoming shows.
And you said that was found through Dory Glaze?
Yes.
The Spotify? Alright, cool. Yep, so that about wraps up November for right now.
And so, but what we had going on in October, we had a pretty great month. We had lots of great shows, so gonna start off at the beginning. We had Sales on October 3rd, and that was actually my 21st birthday.
Fantastic show.
It was fabulous, and best way to spend my 21st, and yeah, Sales is the best. And then Bandana actually opened up for Sales, and they were really awesome.
Bandana is definitely a local band you need to check out. They're an indie pop quartet signed to Cat Family Records.
Cat Family Records.
And they are so great. Definitely give them a listen. I know they're only going to keep getting bigger and better, so that's very exciting. Mm-hmm.
And that was at the beginning of October, October 3rd. But just last night, October 24th, The Blow came to the Woolbury. That was my first night working. I got to work side door, and I got to watch the entire concert, and it was very cool. Very fun experience, very interesting band. They had modulator synths, which David Thorpe told me about, where it's kind of like a synthesizer, but you plug in different inputs and outputs and it makes it sound pretty cool. Definitely a band you need to check out if you haven't already.
And then tonight, we've got Anthony Fantano at Union Ballroom, so that should be awesome.
definitely check out some of his videos if you have not. He's The Needle Drop on YouTube and all forms of social media.
He's a great music critic, so...
The internet's busiest music nerd.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The Melon.
Then Friday, I'm really excited. I will be volunteering at Haunted Harvest, and I didn't realize how much amazing free food was going to be there. They've got free food, free games, free rides, you know, the whole spiel. I heard a little birdie told me that there are going to be free t-shirts, but not just t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts, guys.
Wow, you don't find those anywhere.
Free, no.
And they're going to be screen-printed, get that.
Yeah.
It's going to be the design of Haunted Harvest.
I'm actually really pumped for it. Like, I told, I tabled yesterday, and I probably told 10 people at least about the t-shirts.
The long sleeve?
Yeah. Oh yeah, long sleeve.
I actually do have access to the full list of things that's going to be on Haunted Harvest if you want me to share with
you. Yeah, please share.
Alright, so Haunted Harvest will have face painting, a henna artist, a juggler, wax hands, a paint your own chocolate lollipop booth, a paint your own lantern booth, a glow oxygen bar.
Yes. Paint your own lantern booth. Do we know what that is?
It's like a glow lantern, like in the fall stylings. With a light. Like,
oh, okay, alright. Okay, yep, alright.
This is an educational podcast.
At least he learned now.
Yeah, no, I know.
A glow oxygen bar? Those are very...
Yeah, I've heard of those, and like if you... So this is all free, guys, because FSU rocks and makes everything free, but glow oxygen bars at concerts are literally like $20 a person.
Really?
Yeah, they it's... And it's like, it's flavored oxygen, and it's supposed to be relaxing, and I'm not really sure, I haven't tried it, but I'm going to
You have this free opportunity tomorrow. Also, 9-hole mini golf, a photo booth, also a DIY fall lotion station.
The list doesn't end.
Also, free t-shirts, caramel apples, ice cream floats, hello, ice cream, kettle corn, popcorn, snow cones, cotton candy, and that's not
the
even
list
the whole
list.
In.
Guys,
the heck?
Just come through. Just come
you
through.
You cannot miss Haunted Harvest tomorrow.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but we have a full weekend because then we've got the Lemon Twigs on October 27th, which is Saturday, and that's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, the Lemon Twigs are a rock band from Long Island, New York, and they're it's actually made up of two brothers, and they're songwriters, multi-instrumentalists, and it's going to be really great. I'm very excited for that show. They have some really good music out.
Guys, and if you have Halloween plans, cancel them, because now you're coming to Scream Fest, because that's going to be a time.
Yeah.
Such a time.
Scream Fest is actually going to be in 1851 Dining Hall.
Yeah, that's what you talked about earlier, right?
Yeah.
The new dining hall on campus.
For sure. So that's exciting. And that's actually going to be it starts at 5:30 and it goes till about 8. So it's basically, you can check that out before you have your big plans on Halloween.
Or you can just cancel them.
And that too.
And stay here with us.
That's a better plan.
Yeah.
But just in case, we made it on the earlier side. But there will be free food, sweets, horror movie trivia, and more.
Yep, and that's Halloween, October 31st. And the very next day, the events keep coming. We just talked about November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th. You have so many CDU events within the next 2 weeks. This is your opportunity to branch out, to go to them, to have some fun.
Definitely, and those are all going to be, you can like look at more information about them on the Club Down Under Facebook. Super easy to find, just Club Down Under, Union Productions. So all the events will be there if you want to, you know, look at the times and the locations and all that, so you don't have to go through this podcast again. Jot down.
Or you can listen to it again.
Yeah, you can. Just hear
it. If you like our voice, yeah.
Listen to it as many times as you'd like.
Where else are we going to be advertising? You said Facebook.
Ooh, Instagram.
Instagram.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
We've got some, we've got stories that go up that will, like, remind you of the events going on tonight, and I love those, just, like, friendly reminders, like, these are your plans for the night.
Yep, and that's just instagram.com/clubdownunder.
We are at clubdownunder on all social medias. We have also on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then also don't forget that our Spotify is the Dory Glaze account.
Dory Glaze, Dory space Glaze.
Correct.
All right, cool. I couldn't find that for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Cool.
Well, now we're going to transition to a fun segment. Can I get a drum roll, please?
There's actually one. Okay, cool.
Michael did not know how to play the drums for a second.
Listen.
That was a little sad. All right. Are you guys ready to
bust
for the segment at least?
Why do we have a drum roll for nothing? What's the segment?
Because it's going to be fun. That's why there
was
a drum
roll.
Roll.
Okay, that makes sense.
Get ready to buzz in your answers, both
for
of you.
What?
For what?
Has this band played a CDU show before?
Whoa.
Bzzz. That was the buzz.
Yes, what's the buzz?
Bzzz. That's your buzz noise?
Wait, what's your buzz noise?
Bzzz. Like a bee.
Bzzz. But that's bzzz. Alright. Cool.
Moving on.
Just so we have the buzzer noise.
Yep. They have their buzzer noises ready. All right. Olivia versus Michael. Who will be victorious?
Bzzz. Me.
Alright. Has this band played a CDU show before? No. Band one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Death Cab for Cutie. Michael.
I'm gonna say yes because I have seen the pictures.
You are correct! Death Cab for Cutie played CDU in 2003.
Good job,
How
Michael.
Cool is that?
Wow.
Next
That's
band.
A crazy show. Yeah, I covered them for, you know this, I covered them for the Club Down Under cover night, and we played Death Cab for Cutie. Little did I know the actual band had played there before.
Wow.
So,
what a coinkdink.
It's
just coincidences all around.
Alright, next. Right.
Yeah, local covers, that happens in the spring. That's always a great CDU event, so get ready for that. Even start thinking about that now.
Yeah.
If you want to cover a band, that's one of the most fun nights of the year. That's always my
really
favorite. My favorite show.
Definitely.
All right. Next band. Vampire Weekend.
Buzz.
You said
I was a really weak buzz.
I don't think they have.
I don't know.
You are.
No. They have. They have to have.
Vampire Weekend?
Yes. Yeah. I'm saying yes.
That would be. The final verdict is Olivia's correct. They have not.
Really?
Which makes me very sad.
One for one.
Except there was a Vampire Weekend cover band 2 years ago.
Really?
That's probably what you're thinking.
Oh. I was just so like.
He thought it was actually.
Oh yeah. It was featuring one of
they
our staff
so
members,
really?
Josh Reiner, frontman of Vampire Weekend, the cover band.
Wow.
I also may have sung in it for one song. Moving
on.
Please. All right. Next band, The National.
What songs do The National play?
Just in general?
Can you sing me one of their songs?
Sing you one of... Right,
so you're trying to get Elise to sing
on
the
podcast? Yes, I am.
It's not... If you stay tuned to our further podcast, I'll sing in the future, but not right now.
Bzz, bzz. I'm going to say yes. I'm just taking a stab.
All right. The answer is yes. In 2007, The National played... And get this, at that same show, they created the riff for their song Fake Empire in our own green room. Isn't that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
That is pretty cool.
Very cool.
They're also such a great band.
Fun fact.
I really love them.
Nice.
Yeah. Alright, I'm ready for the next one, Elise.
Alright. Blink-182!
Buzz, I think... No.
Buzz. So, they played at the one venue, like, last year, right? Not Club Down Under, but...
Tallahassee Pavilion.
The Pavilion, yeah. So, there's a chance they could have played Club Down Under a long time ago. I'm gonna say
because Club Down Under's been around since, like, the 70s.
Yeah, for a while, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no, too.
You are both correct. Blink-182 has never played Club Down Under.
Right,
except they did play in Tallahassee last year. No, 2 years ago, I believe. Yes, that was two. At the Pavilion, that was 2 years ago. Next band. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Bzz.
Michael?
I'm gonna say yes. No, yeah. They definitely have. I think I've seen their poster with the signature.
The poster was on the wall in the old club, yes.
Okay,
you're correct.
Cool.
Goo Goo Dolls. Also, the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls sings the soundtrack for the movie Treasure Planet. Great Disney movie. Anyways.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm Still Here. That's a bop. Johnny Resnick. Anyways.
A bop and a half.
All right. Next band. Coldplay.
Yes. I think Coldplay has played.
Why'd you laugh when you said that?
Because you laughed. Back in the day. Oh, maybe not though, because they're not from.
If Chris Martin had been in Club Down Under, I think like it just would have been forever
blessed.
It's
like Holy Land. The Holy Land now.
But sadly, no. Coldplay has never played Club Down Under.
That was my answer.
Alright.
I didn't get the buzz, but.
I just didn't say yes enough. I've said no both times, so I feel like I need to discuss it.
Or maybe I just was wrong.
Oh, okay, Michael.
Alright, next band. Wait, do we have more bands?
Oh, yes.
Okay, wow.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Ooh. Kara Noh, lead
their,
singer.
Their hit song, Maps.
Oh, Maps.
Man, I love Maps.
Have they played the Club Down
Under? I buzz, I think not.
That's, your buzzes are getting worse.
My buzzes are getting worse.
But that's fine. I know this answer, so I'm just gonna let Olivia get it wrong.
Oof. Well,
oh, wow.
They have. They played back in the day multiple times. They played another
really?
Back in the 90s, yes.
I didn't
wow.
Know
that.
I know that they also had the signature on the wall, right?
They did.
Yeah. With their, what was that, 2001 album? Maybe 1990s. I don't know. That's for later. Okay.
Now there is going to be a fun fact question, and you either answer true or false.
Alright, is all this right. About bands?
It's about the history of Club Down Under.
Huh.
So we have, when Lil' Kim performed at the Moon, Club Down Under show, long time ago, she showed up in a limo and demanded $10,000 extra, but eventually settled for a bottle of champagne. True or false?
No way that's true.
I don't think that's true, but that's too oddly specific
for
at least,
not to be
yeah,
true.
For
yeah,
for not to be true.
But that would be, I don't, maybe it happened, but it wasn't a scene. I don't know.
So you said $10,000 she asked for, but then she was like, nah, champagne's fine.
I'm just imagining like Lil Kim like showing up and like just Elise standing there. Like imagine it being specifically
like,
Elise.
Give me the money.
Like $10,000 and she just hands her champagne. Like,
well,
right.
This was not my time, but it is a very true story.
I can't
no
be
way.
True.
Yes,
that's
you can actually
awesome.
You can actually find out more about it. There was an article that the FSU News website did about oral history of Club Down Under about 2 years
oh.
ago. So find out more about that story there. Give them some reads.
That's
but yeah,
so
that
yeah,
is
that's
a very true
that's
story.
That's a nice fact that you know.
All right. It's actually going to be one more band question, and then we will determine the winner.
All right. Have you?
Score?
I've been keeping score.
I don't think I'm ahead.
I think you are.
It might be tied. Okay, tie.
I think you
tie
can
answer
more than me.
You want the tiebreaker?
Cool. Yeah, let's do a tiebreaker. All
right. All right. So this is a tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker is.
Okay.
Did both of these artists play Club Down Under?
Wow. Two for
Sonic Youth. And Yellow Card.
All right.
Wait. I say yes.
You said yes for both.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I don't know
so,
anything.
So, when the cover night that I played, there was a Death Cab cover that we've talked about. There was a.
This isn't fair because Michael actually has like educated guesses while mine are literally
yeah, you're
just guesses.
He has facts.
I'm just throwing out my guess.
Okay. So Death Cab cover band, they had not played. Vampire Weekend cover band. No, Death Cab they had played, Vampire they hadn't played. Sonic Youth cover band.
That was
terrific,
a great cover
terrific,
band.
By the way.
Nicolette.
Yeah, it's killed it.
So what's your answer?
Listen, I don't know my answer. So I'm gonna say Sonic Youth has, Yellow Card hasn't. So,
oh, wait, it could be different? I thought it was like both of them.
Or both?
I don't care, it's fine.
Alright, so I'm gonna say no.
Let's hear.
You're with yes, I'm with no.
I'm with they have both.
Alright, I'm with no.
They both have played!
Oh, that's why guessing sometimes works.
The winner!
Don't study for your test.
Alright, listen.
Yes.
Alright, listen,
Olivia!
Thank you. I would like to thank my mom, my dad, my family, Elise specifically for rigging this whole thing.
I had the answer sheet right in front of me, I still got it wrong.
The answer sheet?
What? The answer sheet?
The article. No, I don't.
Cheat?
That's some.
Dang,
that's some.
I was scared.
Prime cheating
no.
over there. Even though I won, I was so offended. I don't think
well,
that's a true win, but it's fine.
I think that's fine. That was a good game. Good, fun segment, at least.
Yeah. All right. I think we should transition over to where we asked for some fan questions for our mascot, the dolphin, Dory Glaze herself.
Oh. Hopefully I can put in dolphin sounds after we get done recording, but if not, that's going to be pretty awful.
Yep.
All right, ask Dory. Who wants to take the first question?
Well, Dory's definitely taking all the questions, but who would like to translate for Dory first? I guess I'll start it off. Me and Dory are pretty close. Yeah, some people get thrown off by her accent. She's like a northern witch.
Northern witch?
Dolphin.
Okay.
Porpoise. Either or. She'll take either. But anyways, okay. I can understand her really well.
All right.
So,
go
Dory.
Ahead. Go ahead.
What the people want to know is, they said, Dear Dory, I'm really stressed with all this work my professors are trying to shove in to make up for the week of Hurricane Michael. I sure do need a good laugh. Any suggestions? So, Dory, how would you answer that? Wow, Dory, that's such a good idea. I can't believe... Okay, you're so right. If you want to relax, this is what Dory said. If you want to relax, you know, take a load off from Hurricane Michael, that, you know, all the stress that it caused, and you want to laugh off that stress, you should listen to Jabuki Youngway. We had him, or Nathan Fielder and Brooks Leland, but...
And did either of you guys go?
Oh, I did. I actually also got to meet him. He's super nice, super cool, and he was so funny. His show was fantastic, and I believe it sold out.
He took a picture with you, right?
Yeah, that was
it.
Yes.
That's epic.
That's at our PR table. He had a thumbs up, which means that, you know, he loves CDU.
And then so. Nathan Fielder, I have been binge watching him all week because
I
watched Nathan for You, like, I watched it a few years ago, like it was in high school, and then I forgot about it and then started watching it again. But the funniest show hands down I've ever seen. I don't laugh easily at like videos or movies or anything, but I'm like in tears when I watch it. It's hilarious.
He came to FSU.
That makes
like
me so mad that I did not. I just transferred here, so that's my excuse for not meeting him and marrying him.
Wow, that was
true.
Way
comes out. No, I definitely love him though. He's the best. Yeah, no, Nathan Fielder is the literally funniest person ever.
When he was here, that was a great show. And
yeah,
he showed
was.
Clips of Nathan for You secretly.
Oh, did he?
Even
no!
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, it was very
I'm
great.
So mad. Okay, and then we have Brooks Whelan, who is coming through to CDU on, what is it?
November 16th.
Yeah, November 16th. So,
yeah.
I haven't ever listened to Brooks Whelan, but
cool.
I will definitely, I'm excited for the show.
He was on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Should be pretty
amazing.
Fun.
Yep.
So then, next question, Dory, are you ready? Okay, so Dory, what the people want to know, what your fans need to know, or what they're stressing out about this week is... They say, hey Dory, I finally just got some great headphones to wear as I walk around campus like everyone else does. What new tune should I be listening to? Dory, you're so right. They definitely should be listening to No Name and Car Seat Headrest. Because you know what? They're coming up to CDU this month. I'm jumping the gun so much. No Name's in January,
yes.
And
Car Seat Headrest is in February.
Correct.
Yeah.
No Name is January.
I'm jumping the gun. Like a considerable amount.
Hey, I wish they would hear that too.
So do
so I understand.
Both amazing artists. No Name, she's been on Chance the Rapper's albums, like every album. She's amazing. Great music.
She'll
very meaningful lyrics.
Yeah.
And she'll be at the Moon on January 19th. So get excited for that.
And then you have Car Seat Headrest. And I know Elise has been listening to them for the past forever.
Is
that right?
It's also because you just stalk my Spotify, but yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, before the show was announced, I follow Elise on Spotify, and I saw she was listening to Car Seat Headrest, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And the next day, it was Car Seat Headrest, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then for the next few weeks, and then eventually she brings it up at the meeting and says, hey, guys, we're announcing Car Seat Headrest. And I was like, it all makes
you should
sense
have seen
now.
It coming.
I
all should've. You have to do is, like, if you guys want to know the secrets of CDU, just follow Elise's.
Now I gotta make my Spotify private.
All right, Dory, are you ready for the next question?
The final question.
Oh, final question. This is so sad. Okay, Dory, are you ready? All right, cool. So, your fan says, what is Op Dori? I always seem to be missing out on when my favorite performers are here. How do I always stay informed on upcoming events?
Like our Facebook page.
Yep, Dori will tell you that. Elise will tell you that. Everybody's going to tell you that. Dori says Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Spotify. Spotify is her favorite because Dori does run the Spotify account.
Yeah, if you follow, you'll see what Dori's listening to.
Yeah, Dori Glaze. Dori Glaze, yeah. So, but definitely Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Club Down Under on all platforms. Yep. So definitely check those out if you want to stay informed.
And I think that about wraps up the first CDU podcast.
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks for listening. If you want to listen back, please do. Tell us how good we did. Again, this is Michael.
Elise. And Olivia, and we will see you or you'll hear us. I don't know.
Yeah, if you listen again. If this is your last CDU podcast.
But we'll have another podcast.
Yeah, we'll have another
one. This is the first one. It can't be their last. They only have more to listen to.
Wow, that was deep.
There will be one each month, so get excited for the next one. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yep, see ya. You can't see it, but we're waving.
Bye. I can